styles been freezing cold like the diamonds in they chain, no lab grown stones. Jimmy boy, you been ballin', sit on the throne. Ain't never sold shit, clone, get your ass on. That bullshit is for the rodeo, it don't belong. Blowin' on that donut beat pack from the biggest bone. From Cape Town to Ace Town, they hold it down. Internationally respected, you see the crowns. Dust brothers and theme kings, we all hustlers. Been ballin' like Jimmy boy was feeding customers. Cold as ice at the block, coming cop from us. Realest podcast in the world that can't fuck with us. This lifestyle we live, man, it's cold, it's cold, it's ice. We took a chance to fall, now we set the price. This lifestyle we live, man, it's cold, it's cold, it's ice. Took a chance, the ball, now we setting the price, let's finish.
Yo, yo, what up, y'all? What's going on, man? Welcome to another brand new episode of Cold as Ice. That's what we are, man. We cold as ice. Coming to you live from Hollywood, California. I am one of your hosts, Ben Baller, a.k.a. The Wash Lord, a.k.a. Back 9 Ben, a.k.a. The Korean John Daly. Out in H-Town, we got my man,
Jimmy the Jizzant. Y'all know what it is, man. Formerly known as Jimmy Boy. We out. H-Town repping. Hey, leave y'all know what it is, man. Ben, what's up with you, bro? What's going on, man?
Hey, man, guys, just so you know, this show is brought to you by the one, the only, the podcast producers of the year, the Dust Brothers, my dog, Miles Davis, my boy, Jordan Winter.
Miles, Jordan, what's popping?
Original music by Illegal Cartel. They did the theme song. Ladies and gentlemen, again, new episode. We on video. Please hit that subscribe button. Hit the subscribe button. Get us to 100K so we can get that plate. So we get, you know, come on, man. We giving free game out here. Just hit the subscribe button. You know what I mean? Jimmy, what's good?
Man, what's good, bro? Man, I'm chilling, man. Didn't you get back from Hawaii, bro? How was Hawaii?
Man, I'm going to be real, man. I'm still stuck in the Hawaii time zone right now. You know, like, I could go to New York 3 hours ahead. I go to H-Town 2 hours ahead. I ain't tripping. You know, it's not a big deal. And I could go to Asia 14, 16 hours ahead and, you know, I'll get adjusted. Something about going back 3 hours for me, fuck my whole schedule up, fuck my head up, fuck the kids up. Like, I'm still, like, on a beach somewhere in Waikiki, you know what I mean? And, like, but, you know, it was, I said it in Instagram, you know, like, when you got three kids, going on vacation is great quality time, but it's not like a vacation, you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's a vacation, definitely.
And it's not really a task either. It's just, but you're not, I mean, I know I'm not working, but I'm always working, right? But, like, it's just, I mean, it's a great memory for the kids, and that's all I really wanted for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just...
Yeah, no, I remember when I went to Italy. I went to Europe with the kids, bro. Me and the three kids went to Europe, bro, last year. And I almost went crazy the first week. But after that, it was just getting used to it, getting in the routine, man. I'm not going to lie, bro. That was a lot.
How was your week, bro?
It was good, man. It was good, man.
Oh, you was in L.A., bro? What the fuck, man?
No, definitely, man. I was in L.A.
Damn.
You know, Vanna went to go, we did a college tour. Vanna went to go check out USC and LMU. She just committed to LMU, bro. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, man. Congrats, Vanna.
I'm a Lions dad, I guess, how they say it. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, LMU Lions, dog.
I'm happy, man. You know what I mean? Like, my daughter going to college, man. Like, it, you know, it's a beautiful thing. I'm blessed, man. Went out there for a little bit. Hooked up with Renee. Had dinner with him, man. Shout out to Renee Vodka, man, my boy. We just really kicked it, man. And really just got a little of that good L.A. weather. I ain't going to lie. I missed the L.A. weather, man. And, of course, I had to stop by Roscoe's.
Bro, it was 81 degrees today in L.A. You know, I got some golf in yesterday. It's looking beautiful. Again, congrats to Vanna, bro. You know, LMU was my top three choice. They didn't have a football team there. So, you know, that was like a real big thing for me. And if I would have been a preferred walk-on on basketball, I would have went. You know, rest in peace, Hank Gathers. He's probably one of the greatest NCAA college men's basketball players ever in history. He died of a heart attack. Went to LMU. It was a big deal. I remember I followed them. Went to the Sweet 16 in Oakland. I mean, Bo Kimball, that shit was a magical year. But LMU, the campus, beautiful. Playa Vista, Playa Del Rey, that whole area is underrated as fuck. It's just gorgeous. So that's beautiful, man. Amazing. Turn your motherfucking phone off, bro. Turn that bitch on silent, dog. Motherfucking selling bust down Cartiers off while we recording the show, man. But yo,
you know,
look,
I gotta hit my licks, man. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta hit my lick right now. Look, the whole episode has got all my notes been thrown out the window.
What you gonna say, bro?
David Chang, founder of Momofuku, Momofuku Foods or everything. You can't sue me for no defamation because everything I'm saying is an opinion or factual. But I will say this. You a bitch. 100%. David Chang, you are not for the culture. You are not for the Asians. You always been a bitch. I've always felt like you were sus. I never had any hate in my heart. If anything, I feel like the food was good. I think it was definitely... When you praise somebody on an MJ level, when you praise somebody on a Patek level, and your shit is realistically, you know, at a Rolex Datejust. Now, ain't nothing wrong with Rolex Datejust, but I'm talking about, imagine what you're doing. You giving somebody the impression that you're a Bugatti when you an AMG Mercedes. And I'm not rocking with that, bro.
But
let's this is what, yeah, let me get into it. So this motherfucker owns the trademark to Chili Crunch, right? Do you know how many people in the world eat Chili Crunch, especially people who love Asian food? Trader Joe's sells Chili Crunch, okay? Mm-hmm. So he sent a cease and desist to a mom and pop Asian restaurant. And for those of you out there who have never been sued before, cease and desists are getting sent out left and right, but the problem is he's threatening legal action, right? And this is what the issue is. People, it's look, I'm a few days late just because the way the show goes, but I don't care because this is the voice that I need to voice my opinion on this for the Asian American community, you know?
For sure.
Whether you think I back you or not, this is all real shit. The funny part about this whole shit, Dave, that makes you a bitch is that you bought the trademark sometime in like 2015 or 16. You didn't even own the original trademark to Chili Crunch, you know? But that's like somebody trademarking the term chocolate brownie. You know what I'm saying? That's like someone trademarking fucking, not pho, but like, I mean, yeah, kind of. You know, and he got like a very specific trademark to it. And he's even trying to do different spellings of it. So C-H-I-L-E, C-H-I-L-I, Crunch. But it's like Chili Crunch is so popular amongst anyone who loves food. If you're a chef, you're a cook. And it's like, dog, you did this shit to capitalize and I get to protect it, but it's like, bruh, go after the big corporations. Don't fuck over the small mom and pop businesses, bro. That's why you fucking exist. You know what I mean? And like, dog, you, your whole Netflix special, you come off as, like, I come off as an asshole. Until somebody meets me in person, they realize, oh no, Ben's actually a pretty cool dude. He's, you know, like, bro, I've never heard one good thing about you. And people can say the same thing about me. The problem is, there's a lot of people that can say, have you ever met him in person, right?
No, for sure, for sure.
And like with Dave, you know, like you went on Dumbfounded Podcast and you said, oh, you know what? I think Fullerton's Korean food. Now that's an opinion, I get it, is taking over Koreatown. Man, shut the fuck up, bro. You ain't from Koreatown. And you know what, Jonathan? You my boy, Dumbfounded. You my dog. You should have stopped them right there. I don't give a fuck if he's your young. You being a native, born and raised dude from K-Town, you should have stopped dude right there and been like, hey, let me stop you real quick because please believe, Jimmy, if one of your little homies from A-Leaf kind of blew up as a rapper, became popular in Vietnam, and some dude came out from like, it could be Westminster, I don't give a fuck where he's from, but he came and said something about A-Leaf and said, well, you know what? Austin, Texas got more authentic Vietnamese food. When they didn't, wouldn't you kind of be like, hey, bro, like, what you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm gonna say what I feel, you know what I'm saying? Don't you own some trademarks too, right?
Yeah, bro. You know what I mean?
You on the Michael Jesus piece, right?
Some yeah.
You ever went at somebody, you ever sued them or sent a demand letter?
Well, we stopped some bigger names from using it, right? And I don't think they knew. And we just sent a calm letter. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gone after nobody. Like, bruh, I was walking through Flushing, Queens. Might have been with Nelson. There was a motherfucking 8-foot billboard in front of this jewelry store with an old picture of me holding the fucking Cali chain. And I'm like, bruh. And I thought about it. People were like, yo, man, you should sue them. You should tell them. So I was like, dog, you know what, man? Fuck that shit, bro. Like, they small business. Like, they might, you know, anybody think that I'm fucking part of this store, then they shouldn't be buying from me anyway. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to go after the small fish, bro. It's like, let them eat. It's like, again, so many Asian people have this story. You come to America, you have a chance to set up a business. Fuck you going, like, go after fucking Nestle. If you need to go after Trader Joe's, great, right? But bruh, like, you Asian, man, you Korean, dog, you making us look silly. And like, the thing is, nobody's on your side. Maybe some white folks is on your side, but like, bro, that ain't no flex. Like, that's just cornball shit, man. I just, dog, that shit don't sit right with me, man. It just.
Yeah, you don't seem like a likable dude.
Nah, man, not at all, dog.
But you know what, bro? Like, I always wanted to know, right? Because especially like growing up, it's a lot different than now, you know what I mean? But like, you know, did you have any like Asian people that you idolized growing up?
You know, man, I'm going to show my age right now. There was a Korean guy named Johnny Yoon. He did a movie called They Call Me Bruce. He was one of the very first ever Korean stand-up comics. And I actually met dude, my mom knew him. And he was like the first Korean-American to have a Hollywood feature film. He was funny as fuck. I fuck with dude. And, you know, you have to be at least 48 years old to even remember this motherfucker, because I was young when that movie came out. But growing up, obviously, I idolized Bruce Lee. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got motherfucking Bruce Lee tatted on my arm. You know, Bruce Lee was, to this day, he's still one of the people I, you know, I respect in his lifestyle. You know, he's like Bob Marley to me, and just the way he was, like, be like water, you know? There wasn't that many growing up, bro. I'm gonna keep it a buck, bro.
I'll never forget. I just, like, I wouldn't say I idolized him, but it was like watching Dustin win on 21 Jump Street, bro. It just felt so cool. Like, I remember when I first realized that he was Vietnamese, I seen his name, and I was like, oh, what? Bro, it's like, we got a Vietnamese person on TV. It's like, bro, it's like outer space seeing a, you know, a UFO. And I'll never forget one day at Galleria Mall, bro, I met Trini from Power Rangers. And she signed, I had her sign me a little paper, take a picture.
You know what, bro? I didn't know what her name was. She was pretty as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
She was pretty in real life, or no?
She was Vietnamese too. But she was cool, bro. You know, she was really cool. I think she passed away, you know. God bless her soul, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, like, so it was cool.
There's a lot of Asians now. Going back to, was it Dustin Nguyen you said?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I met dude way back. You know what's crazy is he got to work with Johnny Depp, dog. You know, that's big, bro. You're talking about a legendary motherfucker. One of my boys who was on Behind the Baller, Josh Richmond, he's one of Johnny Depp's best friends. He was on the show 21 Jump Street. I love that fucking show, bro.
Yeah, it was, bro.
Man, that show was crazy, bro. Now, I really wonder, like, one thing we got to do when we bring a younger Asian guy on here, oh, you know what? Fuck it, any age. And there's people that want to come on. Now that we back both centralized in the States, we got to bring, you know what I'm saying? We got to bring some people, ask them who they idolize, because I'm sure the different answers from, like, 20-year-olds, whatever. There's people who might even said they looked up to me. I don't even know. But, you know, that's why I really do redirect now that my kids are on YouTube, on social, this and that. I got to be careful what the fuck I say. Even on here, you know, I think they do secretly watch the show a little bit, which, you know, I'm not embarrassed about it. I think we do talk about, obviously, great things on here. But switching gears,
sure.
There's been a lot of hate towards Koreans. And I understand where it's coming from. I spoke about it, I think, an episode or two ago. And, like, I think if you don't know the history between the Koreans and Japanese, the beef between each other, and there was beef between China and Korea, and for a certain time, you know, Chinese people weren't even allowing Korean people to come. This is recent, like in the last 8 years. Chinese people were letting Korean people come into China to perform. So no K-pop stars could come in. They were taking down businesses. Imagine, Jimmy, what's the Houston Rockets arena? What's it called?
Toyota Center.
Okay. Imagine if the Toyota Center was completely torn down. Like, they tore down an entire hotel. Like, they're tearing down businesses, no ads, nothing. China is ruthless and just the way it is. And that beef gets crazy. And Koreans, me being a Korean American, I'm not bashing it. I'm telling the truth. We do think we're the best. And I don't, you know, there could be some problems with that, and there could be some good things about that. It's one thing competitive wise, but like the way they look at East Asians, Southeast Asians, particularly like Filipinos and stuff, you know, they treat them like fucked up. And I'm sure, like, now, Filipinos like, yo, man, it's fucked up. Like, you know, you got Filipinos heavily, you know, occupying Dubai, Saudi Arabia, parts of Europe. You know, in Korea, there are a lot of housekeepers that are like, you know, that cheap labor. But then, like, Koreans, they go to the Philippines. They invest a lot of money into real estate. They learn how to speak English in the Philippines. They go to Guam. They go to different areas. And it's like, I just don't like bashing anybody. You know, so, like, I'm just curious. Do you know Vietnamese, like, who do Vietnamese people got most beef with? That you know of?
To my knowledge, growing up, bro, I'm not gonna lie, it was like Filipino people. That's how I was growing up. Those Filipino people.
Why?
Like I told you, we used to go. It was weird. Like I even remember, like, just my dad and my family just be like, you don't trust Filipino people or whatever. But like I've said in high school, bro, we had like a big brawl. It was like a war between Vietnamese and Filipinos, bro. Like it was crazy. It was like just this big beef. I don't even know how it really stemmed down to whatever, to where it became a race war, but it was just a lot of beef. Like we was going at it, bro. Like green light everywhere, literally, bro.
Damn.
So
the battle weird, of the bro. Southeast Asians, right? Like, you know, this was crazy is I didn't meet my first Laotian person until like 2001, and I'm gonna keep it a buck. This was the baddest, finest Asian girl I had seen in my life at that point. I was like, where are you from, Laos? And I felt like I was cultured. I was like, where? She's, I'm from Laos. I'm like, okay, what part of Asia is that in? And she was trying to tell me, and I was like, she was bad. And now, you know, I've met a good amount of Laotian people, right? But like, mm-hmm. growing up, let me tell you something. I've never said this in public ever. I grew up with friends hating on Filipinos as a kid. And like, I'd be like, yo, why they look Mexican? This and that. You know, you learn, obviously, they're invaded by Spain. And that's why a lot of them have Spanish blood and stuff. And to be real with you, like, I never really fuck with Filipino people like that until I started breakdancing, which is pretty early in my life. And I was like, oh, Filipinos is in Cerritos, you know, this and that, whatever. Filipinos are everywhere, right? They're so, they've been mixed and blended so much throughout different cultures. I ended up fucking marrying a Filipino girl, right? And... Mm-hmm. I've embraced the Filipino culture to the absolute fullest. And guess what, bro? They have opened their fucking arms to me. There's motherfucking Koreans that don't fucking claim me, right? Because of how I behave and whatever. And it's like, look, fuck y'all. I'm going to rep what the fuck I want to rep. I'm going to do what I got to do. And ain't nobody going to stop me. Oh, you know, tattoos wasn't even...
My oldest son is half Filipino, bro. You know what I mean? So definitely, man, like I was embraced by our family too, you know, at one time. So... You know, it's tight.
They just nice people, bro. The crazy thing about Filipino people is these motherfuckers will smile when you're in the Philippines. That's why in the actual Philippines, they will smile at you and rob you, bro. You know what I mean? Shit dangerous in the Philippines, bro. Motherfuckers ain't, look,
I have been, but you know.
Bro, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to keep it 1,000,000%. I've been to 47 countries, Jimmy. You, the fucking motto, the slogan, the motherfucking... The line for it, it's more fun in the Philippines. You ain't gonna have a better time than the Philippines, bro. Listen, I told Nicolette, I wanna buy a house here, I wanna live here. She's trying to leave. We was there 2 weeks. I'm like, nah, we stay another 2 weeks. And let me, by the way, shout out to all my people in the Philippines, Ann Curtis, Vice Ganda. Who the fuck else am I missing out there?
Shout out to all my Filipino homies too, man. Y'all know who y'all are, man. From A-Leaf, everybody, man.
Yeah, DJ Big Boy Chang and everything. And Curtis, by the way, is the fucking...
Yeah, shout out Young Mel too, man. Melvin, that was my engineer when I was doing music, man. That was my dog.
And Curtis is like the Cameron Diaz of bigger than that even. She's like the fucking... I don't even know what to say. She's the biggest female celebrity in the Philippines. And like, you know, Miss Universe almost every year is... Philippines is like top three every year. And they they produce some beautiful women. I ain't gonna lie to you, you know. Going on, I gotta ask you something, bro.
Yeah.
Because, you know... Koreans gatekeep shit all the time. And, you know, I talked about the anti-blackness in Asian households. I should have said in Korean households mostly, but I've witnessed it all across the board. Is there a Vietnamese traditional outfit that you guys have?
Yeah, definitely. We got this, I don't think we have an American word for it. So the Vietnamese word for it is called áo dài, which is like a traditional Vietnamese. It's basically a dress, but it comes with pants, you know what I mean? And the guy and the girl wears it, got like the little hat, you know what I mean? And
Okay. So your mom, she's pretty Americanized, but how Vietnamese is your mom on a 1 to 10?
How's her Vietnamese or how Vietnamese is she?
How Vietnamese is she overall?
I'd say she's still about 7.5, 8.
Okay. Let me ask you something. If your mom, she knows what that outfit is, yes?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so if your mom saw Rene Vaca, is Rene married?
Yeah, he actually is.
So if Rene and his wife were wearing that Vietnamese outfit and they met your mom, what would your mom say to them?
I think my mom won't say nothing to them. She probably look kind of funny, and then she'll probably go and ask me, like, are they part Vietnamese or something? And if I say no, then why are they wearing the áo dài for?
Okay, so your mom would say that. But if you told them and said, hey, listen... they just showing respect because they was gonna meet you, so they wanted to show respect. How would your mom feel about it?
Oh, definitely. She'd embrace it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
For sure.
Now, let's say Rene Vaca was going to Westminster to do a show, mm-hmm. Garden Grove, Westminster, whatever, And let's say Renee Vaca was wearing that outfit to a comedy club in Westminster. How do you think the general Vietnamese community would accept that?
I think they probably wonder and take it as some type of disrespect or something.
You think so?
Yeah, I feel like older or people that are like old fashioned, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna okay. question and wonder, and they're gonna be like, is he mocking us, or is he trying to make fun of us, or anything? You know what I'm saying?
So the funny thing is this, man. When you see in general people wearing Bruce Lee outfits, whatever, it's gotten so big and fucking, you know, worldwide attention that like if you see a karate gi, fucking MMA, bro. I know they say martial arts start in Brazil, whatever it may be. As far as I remember, motherfucker, martial arts is always associated with Asia. Okay, mm-hmm. Kung Fu, whatever the fuck it is. I thought it was dope when motherfuckers start eating sushi, start eating Korean food, whatever. I loved it, you know? Yep. I think my parents respected the fact that, like, you know, Nick would wear a hanbok, which is a Korean traditional dress, and shit like that. You know, my kids, every single birthday, they wore a Korean outfit for their first birthday for Dole and all that stuff. My mom is old-fashioned as fuck. I think she's had to change certain things because of how westernized I am, my sister, my brother. And she's old school, old school, old school. There's people out there that get mad at me because I be wearing fucking shit with the Japanese thing, repping here and there, whatever. It's like, shut the fuck up. I'm all about unity with everyone. I ain't tripping on what the fuck you got going on. And like, I'm gonna be mad at fucking Germans because of Hitler and some shit. Like, come on, man, let's be real. But this is the problem I have. Everyone talks about cultural appropriation, right? And they get mad at motherfuckers wearing braids when, you know, Egyptians, fucking Native Americans wearing it way before fucking black people were. And this would be a spicy conversation, but I'm just saying, like, you know, the crazy part is you see motherfuckers wearing sombreros, Mexican outfits. You never see a Mexican dude ever trip. We talking about that Vietnamese shit. You know what I mean? Like, or the, yeah. the Japanese people wearing all, you know, SA culture. Nobody mm-hmm. tripping. Why the fuck is it that other people be tripping so hard? It's just like crazy. You know, it's like, look, man, they ain't trying to capitalize the shit. They just really just fuck with it. You know what I mean? And just running with it.
Like, yeah, like I said, bro, before, like, I feel like the only ones that are really hating or tripping about it or even using those, like, those words are really just hating, bitter people, bro. You know, it's like people embrace it. People are representing it, you know what I mean, around the world. Like, that's something you should appreciate and see that it's growing, you know what I mean? It's being loved by people. It's not being embraced in a negative way. But people want to make it negative, man. I feel like that's what it's all about, man. You know what I mean? I feel like nowadays we just living in a world where sensitive people are trying to get back at other people because they didn't get what they wanted in the past, man.
Yeah. All right, guys, we got a commercial break real quick. Got to talk to you about something. My guys, you ever lift a little too hard or just forget to apply your daily deodorant and get hit by a truckload of BO from all directions? Does that 3-in-1 shampoo leave you needing a second shower just a few hours after the first? From the founders of Lumi, Mando Whole Body Deodorant is helping men conquer their odor in a new way. Formulated with mandelic acid, I don't know what the fuck that means. Mando has long-lasting 72-hour odor control that actually stops odor before it starts. The best part is you could put Mando everywhere. Your armpits, packages, feet. Packages? What the fuck? Feet, skin, folds, back, knees, everywhere. To top it off, Mando's cologne-quality scents were created with men in mind. Pro tip, try their best-selling scent, Bourbon Leather. It's a game changer. Once you experience fresher underarms, a fresher package, and fresher feet, you'll never go back. Special offer. New customers get $5 off a Sparta pack with our exclusive code link. Use code cold as ice, I assume, at shopmando.com. shopmando.com. And yeah, guys, Shop Mando. That is our commercial break for this, man. All right, man. Switching gears, dog. We talk about fatherhood real quick. Talk about parenting real quick, right? Os being both fathers, you having an 18-year-old daughter. By the way, happy birthday, Vanna. Happy birthday. I love you. Uncle Ben loves you. I got a almost 7-year-old. Giving your daughter confidence, right? Yeah, I know. We're going to get into it. Yeah. Giving your daughter confidence, right? Do you tell your daughter she's pretty a lot or no?
Honestly, I actually don't. I always use the saying, she's my everything. I'll tell her she looked good when she's, you know, dressed up or whatever. I always, you know, we communicate a lot, you know that, and we talk about a lot of things. But if on the top of my mind, I wouldn't say I say it a lot. You know what I mean? I'd say other things more like how I'm proud of her, how I appreciate her, how I'm here to support her, and how much I love her.
Let me ask you a question. Vanna's mom. Do you think Vanna's mom be gassing her up or no?
Nah, you know Linda. She don't be gassed. The only gas she be doing is...
What I'm saying is, there be Asian girls that go on social media, and people say, how the fuck you notice? Look, I could tell a motherfucker right now if I'm ugly or whatever. I think there's a general scale of where you people can see what a 10 looks like. What, and some people, oh, she might be a 10. Nobody's going to say a Kim Kardashian is a 5. Mm-hmm. You tell me, in any country in the world, do you think someone's going to say Kim Kardashian is a 5? Be real.
Nah. They just be
her face card words. Alone is, face card alone, she's beautiful. I don't even care, whatever. Yeah. I know her, but I'm saying I'm not going to put her. There's Emily Ratajkowski, like, come on. But I'm talking about Asian girls will come on mid as fuck. Legit solid 5, 6, and I'm being generous. Go on social media, gas the fuck up, because they got a bunch of horny, drunk idiots who will never been outside in their lives and pay to their OnlyFans or support them, whatever the fuck it may be. And it's like, look, social media might be the problem, but I think also the parenting sometimes when you gassing your kids up, you know, bro, I'm just saying, as parents, bro, we got to love our kids regardless. I understand that. But like, when the delusion kicks in, bro, look, you know if you got an ugly kid, man. I ain't saying that, you know, you should tell them they're ugly. I'm saying, though, but you need to stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, at a certain point, like, I'm not letting none of my kids go out there thinking they this, even if they, you know, Lennon is handsome. I'm like, look, Lennon, that's the last thing you're going to talk. Don't let nobody gas you up, you know, and everything. And all your kids is cute kids and everything, and they funny. But like, I mean, you have kids that are older. So you know, I was just wondering
say,
if
bro, was, for me, I will say, like, I feel like if the only thing you're going to tell your kid is they're beautiful and handsome, then you're probably not even in your kid's life like that. Because, you know, if you really interacted with your child, you're going to want to talk to them and do a lot of other things for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, just building their confidence isn't just by telling them something. Doing things and showing them is. I just seen yesterday, you remember that one kid, I think he did the school shooting, and they found out that the parents were like kind of like trying to cover it up, or they helped him get the gun.
Yeah.
You remember that one? So I just seen today, they got sentenced. They both got 10 to 15 years of manslaughter. You know what I mean? And it's like, that's a prime example of like, you're in their lives, but you're not in their lives. You know what I mean? Because it's just like, it's like, I know we want to be our child's friend, but we got to be a parent first. You know what I mean? So it's like, if all you got to say about your child is they look good, I don't even think you know your child like that. I mean, you got to spend more time with them and really do more stuff and get to know them even better. But like you said, even with me, like, I'm glad as the days go by that I look more like my mom and look less like me, because imagine me with a wig, boy. Oof. I would have been dealing with a lot of crying nights.
It's a scary sight, bro. Thank God Vanna cute, because you'd have been like,
in a bad way.
You know what I was going to say? Have you ever, you've heard of ayahuasca, right?
What's that?
It's a natural hallucinogen, licking the toad. You never heard about that shit? Mike Tyson done it, bunch of billionaires.
See, and so I never knew the name for it. I knew exactly what it is, but I never knew the name for it. You know what I'm saying? We got a mutual homie that, you know, she told me she did that shit too and really changed everything. Like,
okay, so crazy. Check this out. I know 3 billionaires right now who've done it. And there's countless Silicon Valley billionaires that have done it, right? You can't do it in America. You got to go to like Costa Rica, Mexico, this and that. A real shaman, you know, has to perform the thing. You know, you could drink it, whatever. And, you know, it's the, you know, it's that shit. And there's another version of it that you could do in America called DMT, which I'm down to do. But like, I just reconnected with a buddy of mine who we haven't spoken in almost 30 years. And he was one of Tupac's really good friends. He directed a few videos. He was with them all the way up to the fucking day he died, in the hospital, the whole nine. And he had tried it. He went through some really, really tough times in his life. And he's just starting to talk now. And I'm always wondering, like, what the fuck? But anyways, Mike Tyson first told me about the toad. And a buddy of mine who went through a divorce before me, who was married to a billionaire, he had finally tried it. And I asked Mike Tyson a couple times, I said, hey, bro, how does it make you feel? You know, he's like, look, imagine every lie, every bad thing you ever done, anything, you're naked with your dick at the smallest size it's ever been, right? Every lie you've ever told, every person you've ever done wrong is in the room with you, and you just trip out and you face every fear you ever had. He said he remembers things that he physically didn't remember. And even my boy Gobi just told me, like, he remembers something about his mom touching him when he was 5 years old, but it wasn't like a bad thing, and it would sound bad in any which way you put it, but he never remembered that until he did ayahuasca, but like he did it. Some people have done it several times, some people don't once. I'm telling you right now, bro, would you be down to fuck with, I'm thinking about doing it, bro. It's like $750, I think $1,500 max, but like it's a weekend. You do it. You are either sitting straight up, you know, for the optimal. Some people lay down on a mattress, but like, you know, 2-3 days and like, imagine every fear you ever had in your life. You attack that shit at face value. Nobody can say shit no more. I could say fat boy to you 1,000 times. It ain't gonna fuck with nothing. So I'm saying like, you'd be down?
I'll be down.
I'm thinking about fucking with it, bro. That shit's crazy, man. Let me ask you this, man. How do you feel about second chances, giving people second chances?
Ain't no such thing.
All right, so the dude right now, and you know, I ain't gonna say it. There's a dude right now, obviously, in your life, right?
Yeah.
Let's see, you think, came back, correct, try to make it right with you. Would you give him a second chance?
Hell to the fuck no. And I also want to add, ain't no right way to do wrong. You know what I'm saying? So I was like that before, but with the last thing, it made me realize what it is, you know what I mean? And that's why I knew that every day, life, like I'm not going to live my life anymore wondering what I would have did or second guessing none of that, you know what I mean? Because we don't know what's promised tomorrow, bro. Tomorrow is not promised, you know what I'm saying?
Motherfucker, so tonight's like, not promised, dog.
Exactly, bro. So it's like, for me, it's just, I was thinking about that last night with my girl, bro, and just talking about, you know, just not knowing, bro, what's tomorrow, bro. And you see, like, kids growing up without parents, bro. Like, I saw this video today, too. This little kid riding a little bike in a cemetery, bro. He's, like, maybe 5, 6. And he goes, I want to kiss mommy. I can't wait to see mommy and kiss her. And he pulls up to this tombstone, bro. And it's his mom. And he comes up and he, like, kissing the picture, bro. And I'm just like, bro, like, I think of my kids, you know what I'm saying? And it kind of fucks in my head because it's like, I think about that, bro, because it's like, I really am like the only person that's really trying to build or give my children a life that they deserve, you know what I mean? That's really just thinking about them, you know what I mean?
We'll be right back. You know, they say never get back with an ex, right? Because they try to do better than you, you know, with someone else, and now they're trying to come back, and you know, it's just a bad idea. And like, I think time does heal everything, and time does heal all. Does it fix it? Heal and fix to me are two different things, right? I do believe at this point in my life right now, everyone deserves a second chance. I just don't think they deserve a second chance with me. You feel me? I can let the hate go, whatever, and be the anger go, but you done, bro. Like,
if some people might have certain different reasons for certain different things of second chances. So I guess it really comes into detail in the situation, whether it was a misunderstanding, whatever. But if it's blatantly something happened, someone did wrong, that's just what it is. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to live my life, you know, spending any more time trying to fix anything that don't need to be fixed or adding on something to my life that I already got, you know what I'm saying? So to me, it's just like, I want to make sure, like, tomorrow, if I'm gone, I want to be able to ask myself, like, yo, was I content, you know, with everything I was doing at the moment I was doing in my life, you know what I'm saying? Like, how would you 100%. Feel, you know, like what if you got to go tomorrow, you know what I mean? Would you feel like content, said, you know what I'm saying? Like, with where you were at and what you were doing, you know?
If I were to leave this earth tomorrow, would I feel content? You know, bro, honestly, man, I feel like I lived 1,000 lives, right? I've lived 5 real lives. I lived 5 legit lifetimes. The only thing that makes me sad is that Kaya's so young. If I were to go tomorrow, the only thing would be that I didn't get to see her at least grow up to be at least 18, right? Other than that, would I be content with what the work and the legacy I built on this earth today? Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, I am a father of three young kids. They need me, bro. They need me for the guidance. They need me for, you know, for shit, for faith. You know, other than that, outside of that, as me as a person, I'm definitely content. But at the same argument, I still got a lot of work to do, bro. You know, there's still a lot that I need to do outside of just being a dad. There's other things that I think, you know, and again, we talked about it last episode, you know, like not having aspirations of being a billionaire, whatever, but that don't mean I don't have work to do on this earth. Like, you know, I don't think there's, you know, I'm sorry. There's some correction that I feel like I want to do for the bad that I've done in the world, you know, and this is bad I've done in the past, whether it be when I was younger, what it did when I was, you know, in my 20s, in my 30s, possibly in my 40s. I'd like to make it right with some people. Some people, God has handled it. I ain't tripping. But yeah, that's where I feel if I were to lead them all. But that's a deep question, bro. Like, how about you, bro? Would you, if you were to leave this earth tomorrow, would you be content with that? With your life? I'm sorry, would you be content with your life?
In all honesty, bro, like, I've done more and surpassed way more than I ever thought I even would have done, bro, in life. You know what I mean? Just coming from how I grew up and just, you know, the way I lived my life. So, you know, like, if I go tomorrow, like, bro, there's nothing that I feel like I needed to do or fulfill or anything as far as my life. Definitely, like you said, you know, like Jackson, you know, he's gonna be five this year. Like, I think the biggest thing that will hurt is not being able to be there for my children. You know what I mean? Just because, you know, I know where my heart is with my children. Like they say, you know, ain't no one gonna take care of your child like you gonna take care of your child. So for me, it's like every day, that's all I think about. You know, as far as, you know, like legacy and everything, I've done more, you know, than I ever thought I'd even do. Like, you know what I mean? So now I'm just trying to do everything right every day. And like you say, you know, like just, I wake up every day just trying to live my life to a way where I can be closer to them, continue to set myself up and set them up. You know what I mean? Like it's a never ending job. You know what I mean? And until I leave this earth, I'm always going to be trying to do that and do right by them and do right by myself and keep grinding for whatever I need, you know, for them and in their future, man.
There it is, guys. And that's how we end the show, man. By the way, guys, next episode is going to be fan questions. So make sure you send questions in by Tuesday. This show is airing on a Friday, obviously, right? So you got Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You got almost 4 days to send in questions. Send questions to coldasicepod@gmail.com. All right. Fan questions. Me and Jimmy going to answer them live on the show, coldasicepod@gmail.com. Make sure you hit that motherfucking subscribe button, please.
Yes,
tell
sir.
A friend to tell a friend about Cold as Ice Podcast. We come every week. We come heavy. We come hard. We give you guys 100% free game. Follow us on social media, Cold as Ice Pod on X, on Instagram. Like I said, send an email. Hit that subscribe button again. Jimmy, you got anything to say?
Man, y'all never know what we're going to talk about, so y'all got to make sure y'all stay tuned. Some of y'all want me to talk about certain things, and I'm going to give it to y'all when I feel like giving it to y'all. So keep watching, because we're going to do what the fuck it do, baby.
And now that we back, we got guests coming. So again, appreciate y'all. Peace. We're
going to be live.
From as real as podcasts in the world that can't fuck with us. This lifestyle we live, man, it's cold, it's cold, it's ice.